Well, I received another letter from Robinson and Molly. Always good to hear from them. And usually when they get into a lot of detail, and these letters can get really lengthy, it's because they're ready to expand. So guess what? They're ready to expand. And this is an opportunity for us to once again help them during this time. We have, as the leaders of the church, have already committed ourselves to help them. However, we felt that it would be appropriate to let you know of their request. And if you want to involve yourself in it, then you have the opportunity to just designate some money. What they're going to do is actually put some more tile out further from the building because they're sort of going beyond the realm of their building, which it seems like they had just built that building not too long ago. And now they're needing more space. So that's a good thing, isn't it? And clearly the thing that has drawn us together, I mean, how are you drawn to somebody that is on the other side of the world, part of the Sikh tribe, and now you're like brothers in Christ? How does that happen? And the answer would be because we have unity of spirit. We have the same desire. Just a few phrases in the letter that they sent me, one of the letters that they sent me. They always start off this way. Dear Sir and Madam, and everyone at Family Bible, we extend our thanks and praise to our Almighty God, gratefulness to our Lord Jesus for answering prayer. Please pray that this ministry and the ministry funds that you will be sharing with us would be multiplied and be utilized for the purpose with wisdom and guidance of our Lord God. Pastor and sister, please pray that we would work with more efforts and bring more excellent growth in the Bible school ministry and the church ministry. Please pray that the church congregation would be led with strengthened biblical teachings and principles, and we become instruments to add more souls to God's kingdom. That's a great way of putting it, isn't it?
Amen.
Pray that we all, as well, associates, congregations, students, become excellent spiritually and bear excellent fruit for our Almighty God. I like the repetition. He must have been in Peter recently, the repetition of excellence. Keep your behavior excellent. But if you turn your Bibles with me to 1 John chapter 1, there is a main point that I wanted to draw from this, and that is that we are united because of our love for God. We are united in fellowship because of our fellowship with God. And I think oftentimes we misconstrue or misunderstand even the word fellowship. What is fellowship about? You know, I like sitting down with people and telling jokes and being funny from time to time too. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm sure in many respects, Christ was pretty fun to be with, because if that weren't true, the tax gatherers and collectors wouldn't have liked to be laughing with him, which seems to convey that the Pharisees were a little upset that he seems to be partying just a little bit too much. I think you need to enjoy your company, and I think you need to enjoy being with one another. However, it's easy for conversation to go awry. And we have to continually remember that our fellowship is in Christ. The passage reads this way, if you look with me in 1 John chapter 1. What was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we beheld with our hands and handled concerning the word of life. This amazing testimony of John, in which he fundamentally is saying that we didn't just hear these words, we felt them. The life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and proclaim to you eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us. Key verse, verse 3. And we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And indeed, I would underline this, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We continually go back to this, and one of the reasons why we as a church have never really been into, you know, developing yoga classes, having ball games as a church, or having other means of gathering together. In fact, as we gather together as a church, it's always around the Bible. And we will maintain and continue to maintain that position because of the fact that we actually believe that our fellowship is in Him. And the relationship that we have, I mean, if you think about the fact that we all come from such different backgrounds, we began to talk with each other pretty soon. I think we could actually begin to tick each other off by some of our own personal quirks. And before long, we would find ourselves at each other's throats. Why is that true? Because when you're focusing on your own personal desires, then you begin to divide. But when you say, this one thing I do, it always unites. And my concern oftentimes is that people gather together for social events and their perception is that we're fellowshipping. That's not true. That's not fellowship according to the biblical understanding of fellowship. If, in fact, you're fellowshipping around the person of Christ, that's fellowship. If, in fact, you're fellowshipping because of money, you know, I know some people get together because of investments. And I'm going, what are you doing that for? That's not fellowship. That's not the fellowship of Christ. There are people that gather together because of social events, perhaps social gatherings. They just like to get together. We're all together. So it must be fellowship. You know, I've seen a lot of gatherings that weren't fellowship. In fact, they turn out to be gossip sessions. And before long, people are saying things and doing things that they shouldn't. I mean, it's easy for conversation to start going destructive as you begin to gather together. And because of that, what once was clear often becomes blurred and obscured in your focus because of the fact that you're somehow perceiving that this fellowship is something that is actually building you up. Well, what are you talking about? And who is the focus? And if he's not, then you're not in fellowship. And it might even be that you get together in various forms of entertainment. But it's various forms of entertainment. It's not biblical fellowship. It's not going to draw you together. It's not going to build up the body, and it's not going to unite the body. And you're going to find yourself confused and disoriented and all kinds of things. Get back in Scripture. Focus around the Lord. Have fellowship in Him. And you can have a good time doing that. I mean, I've had the best times of my life when I gather together with other believers and we begin to talk about the Lord. And how wonderful it is that it literally keeps that whole relationship from going awry. I mean, I've had men that I've met with for years, and we have yet to have a real negative time together. And how wonderful that is. So I want to encourage you, as we have fellowship with those in India, we have fellowship with you, as our pursuit is to glorify God. And once again, let me just kind of read the way that David put it. Pray that we as family, associates, congregation, students, become excellent spiritually and bear excellent fruit. And that's what we want to do. Father, we give you thanks for your love for us. We give you thanks for the opportunity of talking about you. And we give you thanks that we actually can come together and talk with you together. That we can talk about you, that we can share about you, that as you become the focus, we become united. And how wonderful that is. We just pray that this body would always be that. In your name we pray, amen.